Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. High school basketball starts tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Of course, brought to you by SFCU. We're in Sydney tonight as it's the Sydney girls hosting Unitigo. If you're going to start the season off with a game on the radio, it doesn't get much better than Sydney and Unitigo. I'm joined tonight by GMU Athletic Director Greg Bonskowski. Did a bunch of games with me last year. And, Coach, we're glad to have you back again, so thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me. Excited tonight for the Route 7 battle here between Unitigo and Sydney.
So, first off, if I'm allowed to ask, I mean, you're going to be helping me a little bit more this year, and it's because you're not coaching boys varsity. First time you haven't been coaching in a long time, but tell us the reason why. I think it's cool.
Well, I've been a basketball coach involved in basketball for probably over 40 years, being a player at high school and college and then coaching at several different schools around the area, Unitigo being one of them. Mm-hmm. But my daughter is a senior, and I felt that she was only going to be a senior one time, and I wanted to be able to make it to all of her games. So I decided to take a step back from coaching this year just so I could enjoy her senior year of basketball and keep score and be a dad, I guess, for a year.
You know, I know how much you love the game of basketball, but that, you know, your dad first, I think that's great. That's really really cool thing. But I'm also lucky that we get to have you here on CDO, so thank you.
Yeah, I was excited. My mom was actually the one that suggested, hey, why don't you reach out to Nate and see if he would be wanting to have a broadcast partner here. So here we are.
So we'll have you as much as we can. We'll have some of our other cast of characters on some nights when you won't be here. And once in a while, folks, you'll get stuck with just me. That's how it goes. But want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Greg and I will talk about this Unitigo-Sydney matchup and what we expect to happen here tonight. So we'll take a break. High school hoops tonight on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back at Sydney High School tonight, Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back down on Main Street in our Sydney Main Street studios. All set tonight here for Sydney and Unitigo. And, Coach, I wanted to ask you this. Unitigo comes in 1-1. They've had two really good games, a heartbreaking overtime loss to a very good Shenango Forks team, and then they really put it on Seton Catholic on the weekend on Saturday, 66-24 victory. Sydney has not played yet. They've had a bunch of scrimmages. But, you know, is that tough as a coach to come in and say, you know, our team, we haven't had that first real game yet, and boom, you got to start right off with a good team like Unitigo?
Yeah, I think it's always a challenge. Even if you have a veteran team, that first game of the year, you want to get, like, the jitters out of the way. Oftentimes, even a very skilled team, you'll see, you know, some errant passes or some missed shots that normally you would convert on. So it's always nice to get, you know, a non-league game in the books before you play a tough league foe like Unitigo. So it should be interesting. I think Unitigo will settle in a little quicker. But Sydney is home. That is an advantage. So it'll be interesting to see how both teams come out of the gate here.
And a nice crowd here tonight. And when I walked into the JV game, the crowd was already here. And, you know, the last couple of years when our gyms, sometimes we've had fans, sometimes we haven't because of COVID and all of that, it felt really good to walk in here tonight, a Sydney and Unitigo game with the stands just, you know, continuing to fill up here for this varsity game. It's starting to feel like normal again, like it did at the end of last year. It was so great to have fans back in the building.
Yeah, it is nice to see all the people in the building. I harpen it back to when I would go scouting after practice and hustle to a school, and, you know, you could never find a parking spot. So as I pulled in tonight, I was like, ooh, we got a nice crowd. There isn't a place for me to park.
this should be great, because if you are a local girls basketball fan, we have a lot of big names out on the court here tonight. Of course, Sydney's dynamic duo of Ava Sirigliano and Emma Simmons, I think a lot of people are interested to see that 1-2 punch this year. And Unitigo's starting five, just a lot of balance out there, and I think they've showed that in the first two games. Speed, size, good guard play, of course, well coached by longtime coach Bob Z. But I think this will be interesting, because the MAC this year has a lot of teams that have a good 1-2 punch, and it doesn't look so far like there's that clear favorite. I might put Unitigo at the top if I had to do a preseason poll of some kind, but a lot of teams with one or two really good guards or really good players, a lot of parity in the league this year. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think when you have two teams that, you know, maybe have two dominant players on each team, a lot of times, and we talk about this often at the end of the year, it might be which supporting cast has the better night. So who's going to step up and have a big game that's unexpected?
Someone asked me that the other day, and I said, I think it's really going to come down to those little nitty-gritty games that you win by 2, 4, 6 points. And, you know, like you said, what bench player is going to step up and hit that three or get that rebound and a putback? And I think that's going to be the difference for the MAC girls this year, and it really could go a variety of ways. I would give Unitigo a little preseason nod, maybe, and they have certainly looked the part so far, coming out playing very well against Shenango Forks and Seton Catholic, but set to be a good one here tonight. I think a matchup that really intrigues me tonight is Lizzie Kraft for Unitigo against Ava Sirigliano of Sydney. Size, but good ball handling, and here they are right at midcourt giving each other a little high five before we get things going. I think that's intriguing to me.
Yeah, two young players who are skilled. I know both worked over the summer on their game, whether playing AAU or other basketball opportunities, so that'll be an interesting matchup.
We're going to take a break here. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, it'll be the Sydney girls and Unitigo, a MAC battle to start the season here tonight at Sydney High School. We'll be back on WCDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members, can join. Plus, all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe, Greg Bonskowski with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Remember, we do record all these games. You can go back and listen to them in our game audio archive anytime at WCDOsports.com. It's all a free download, courtesy of SFCU. And again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show, a longtime sponsor of both our football and basketball pregame shows. They have the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed. And they have the two locations right here in Sydney, on Route 7 Riverside and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Starting lineups here first for Unitigo. They're in the road greens tonight. That Unitigo green with the white trim. They have junior number 2, Bailey McCoy. Eighth grader number 5, Harley Bertzel. Senior number 11, Kylie Musaw. Senior number 15, Maddie Wilsey. And sophomore number 22, Lizzie Kraft. Again, for head coach Bob D. On the other side for Donnie Pierce and the Sydney girls, they're going to start with a junior number 2, Ava Sirigliano. Sophomore number 4, Bree Taylor. The senior guard, Emma Simmons, number 5. Sophomore number 10, Isabella West. And junior number 12, Michaela Bales. Sydney's in the home whites tonight with the maroon trim. Interested to see both these teams. In my past experience, last few years, they love to get out and try to press you right away, do some funny things right off the bat to try to throw you off your game. We'll see what comes up here.
Yeah, another factor that's going to come into play tonight, usually when you play a Unitigo, you have to be able to take care of the ball. Bob's going to put pressure on you, so he's going to throw different defenses at you usually a press. So it'll be interesting to see, especially with Sydney's first game of the year, you know, how do they handle that pressure?
You know, I saw Ava Sirigliano play field hockey all fall. I think she's grown even since then. I mean, every time I see her, she looks taller and taller. It's going to be a great matchup tonight with her and Lizzie Kraft. I think the guard play of Emma Simmons for Sydney against Kylie Musaw and Bailey McCoy of Unitigo, that'll be fun to watch. And eighth grader Harley Bertzel can really shoot the ball for Unitigo. That'll be interesting as well. Here's the opening tip, and Unitigo will win it going left to right on your radio dial. We'll settle in for the first game of the year here on CDO, one of probably 40 or 50 games that we'll do on the radio this winter season. So Unitigo with the ball going left to right. McCoy, a 3 on the right side. It's in and out. Rebound is tipped, and Sydney will come away. Down the right side of the floor, they'll look to pass one ahead for Michaela Bales. Bales had her pocket picked by Musaw. Ball's on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it there. McCoy somehow comes out of the fray with the basketball with 30 seconds gone in the first quarter. We're scoreless so far. McCoy to Bertzel on the left side. Now back to McCoy as they swing it to the right side for Musaw. Unitigo taking their time, setting up shop here as they go to the high post for Kraft. It's tipped. Ball on the floor. We'll have our first jump ball. Coach, what do you see so far? Just 50 seconds in.
Well, Sydney opened in the 2-3 zone. Unitigo's being patient, got a good look. But Sydney's pretty quick defensively with their rotation, so it should be interesting.
Here comes that full court pressure, and Maddie Wilsey gets a soccer kick on it before Sydney can get it in. Knocked back out of bounds. Reset the shot clock, and Sydney's going to have to deal with this press here tonight. And they'll look to work it in. It was off the hands there of Lizzie Kraft as she tipped it. And Sydney struggling to get this ball in here against this pressure. And so doing the inbounding duties is Isabella West here for the Warriors as Sydney looks to set up the press breaker. And they do get it into Emma Simmons. Simmons in the backcourt. Gets across the big Sydney S. Good pass ahead through traffic. The layup got missed there by Bree Taylor. Rebound is ripped down. Sydney keeps it alive. Back out to Sirigliano. Good for 2 from the foul line.
Great hustle there by number 4 on Sydney. She's been on the floor twice already. She made that play happen after the first missed shot.
Yeah, Bree Taylor with some good hustle. And Sydney has an early 2-0 lead over Unitigo. Musaw, left side, 3 ball. That's a moon ball. No good. A little short. Sirigliano, a rebound. Outlet pass to Emma Simmons. Simmons down the right side. Now looks to pull it back out and set up the offense. Good patience there by Emma Simmons. 6.5 to go first quarter. 2-0 lead for Sydney over Unitigo. Patience here by the Sydney offense. Looking to execute. They'll go to the top of the key for Sirigliano. Pump fakes. Again, Sydney really taking their time. Shot clock's down to 5. They go to Simmons. Let's see if she's aware. Simmons pump fakes on McCoy. Gets into the paint. Tosses one up off the glass. A little too strong. Rebound for West. She puts it up and hits. And Isabella West with the bucket there for Sydney.
Another second chance opportunity for Sydney here early. That's the difference.
54, Unitigo nothing with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Musaw back up to McCoy. Far side, Bertzel. Dishes one down low for Maddie Wilsey. Up off the glass, no good. Another rebound for Taylor of Sydney. Outlet pass ahead now for Emma Simmons. Distribution far side, the travel on Sydney with 5:45 to go in the first, early 4-0 lead for the Warriors.
That's one of those turnovers that I was talking about at the beginning there. That was like, you know, one of the first times Sydney guard had touched the ball on the perimeter and just a little anxious with the turnover.
Here's Musaw on the left side, steps in, bounce pass to the low post on the left low block here for Wilsey, and gets a pass back from Musaw and finishes. Nice give and go there.
Great pass there by Musaw.
Wilsey's one of those players that can step up and give you that 8-10 points tonight. It's going to be really key for Unitigo this year. 5:20 to go, first quarter, 4-2, Sidney on top of Unitego. Good start to this one as Sidney goes right to left. They go to Emma Simmons in the corner now, closely guarded by Bailey McCoy. Simmons will back it out. Now wants that dribble penetration, gets to the hoop, score the bucket, and she's fouled, and she's going to go to the line. Emma Simmons with the early two.
Early foul on Lizzie Kraft there.
Nice move there by Simmons to get into the paint and kind of had to finish in a little unorthodox style there, but got it to go.
And I don't think that would have been a foul on Kraft, but she put her arms down at the last minute.
So here is Simmons at the line trying to complete the three-point play, and she does. And so Simmons is able to hit, and it's 7-2, Sidney on top of Unitego. McCoy bringing the ball back down the floor. Left side now for Musaw. Musaw into the left corner, tries to go back up top. Pass was too tall for McCoy. Ahead for Michaela Bales, and she finishes. And Sidney has jumped out to a 9-2 lead over Unitego with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Timeout taken by Coach Z. Again, Sidney 9, Unitego 2. We'll take a break here on CDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, 4:45 to go, first quarter. Sidney girls leading Unitego 9-2 here tonight at Sidney High School. Nate Lowe and Greg Bonskowski with you. We'll bring you the rest of the action. Here's Burtzel, the eighth grader from way downtown. It's no good. And a rebound here for Sidney. Back down the floor with Michaela Bales. Now to Emma Simmons. Pump fakes against McCoy. Takes it inside but lost it. It was kicked, they're going to say, by Kylie Musa. Otherwise, she would have been off to the races.
Unitego has opened in man-to-man here, putting pressure on the ball. Sidney's being very patient, though.
Sidney will get it in far side, right side, as they go right to left. Srigliano down low. Got stuck in a double team there. Looked like maybe she thought she stepped out of bounds or something. Unitego takes it away. McCoy down the floor, right-handed layup, no. And the rebound is Srigliano. She's been really scooping up and cleaning the glass here. In transition, Srigliano pulls it back out to Simmons. Straight away, now to the right side. Bounces one back out to Srigliano. Gets into the paint. Goes far side. Michaela Bales, the jumper, no. Maddie Wilsey, a rebound. Jump ball. Going to give it back to Unitego with 3:55 to go in the first. Our score is still Sidney 9, Unitego 2.
Look for Unitego to get the ball either in the high post or into what we call the gray area or the short corner here against this zone.
Here is Musa on the left side. Pulls it back out. Skips across the top of the defense. Goes to Burtzel, now to the high post for Kraft. A little up and under, finds Musaw. Left corner, pump fake. Good drive along of the glass. They're going to say the shot was no good.
3 seconds.
And a three-second call. Boy, that negates a nice drive there by Musaw with 3:37 to go in the first. Sidney leads 9-2.
But again, that was all created because they finally got the ball into the high post area to Kraft, who then was able to reverse it.
Simmons back down the floor for Sidney. Chest pass, far side. The jumper, no good, off the mark. There for Isabella West. Ball knocked out of bounds on the rebound and will stay with Sidney. Sidney seems to be getting those second chance opportunities so far.
Just a little quicker to the ball.
Sidney will look to get it in. They find Srigliano in a good spot on the right baseline. Steps back. Can't get the little floater to go. Gets her own rebound and this time finishes.
Yeah, she's tough down there, down low. She's got a good second jump.
Sidney leads 11-2. A little bit of a surprising start here with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Musaw, right side, finds McCoy. Zips one into the corner. Will see the jumper. It's short. Rebounds to Srigliano. She's already got three or four boards in the early going. Here's Ava across the big Sidney S. Gets it into the hands of Emma Simmons, who pulls one back out. Simmons, far side, will give one to Isabella West. Steps in, cornered, from the elbow jumper. No good. Out of bounds. Rebound will stay with Sidney.
Yeah, I don't think Unitego has had one second chance even look at every rebound on the defensive end. Sidney has cleaned up.
Warriors look to get it in. tapped away and stolen. Sorry, Coach.
That's all right. Sydney has gotten a lot of second chance. I mean, of their 11 points, I bet you six of them have come on second chance points.
Ball was knocked out of bounds again and will stay with Sydney. So they'll execute from underneath the basket on the right wing side. They get it in to Simmons. Now they try to go down low. They find West. Her shot no good. Kraft the rebound. Tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Sirigliano, who knocked it away. Ball goes to Unitigo. 2:35 to go first quarter. Sydney 11 and Unitigo 2. McCoy across midcourt will set it up. This is a MAC contest here tonight and a division game, so it's a big one to start the season. McCoy, right side three, a sidewinder shot, no good. Wilsey, rebound, up off the glass, and good for Matty Wilsey.
That's the coach's worst nightmare. The air ball usually turns into a shot there, or a basket for Unitigo.
11-4 is our score. Sydney on top of Unitigo with 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Ball tapped away. Sydney tried to throw to the interior with Isabella West, and Harley Bertzel was able to snatch it. They go to Musaw, far side for Bailey McCoy. Short corner again for Wilsey. In and out, would go. Kraft the rebound. She can't get the second chance. Sirigliano pulls down the loose change. Ava down the floor to the right side. Looks to set it up. Ava showing some nice handles there. Dishes one off. They go to West. Pump fakes. Down to Simmons at the top of the key. Simmons, a little jab step here. Gets into the paint. Wants to take it inside. And a charge is called. As planting her feet there was Wilsey to absorb the contact, she took the charge.
I wish we had the instant replay on that one. I'd like to see that.
Such a tough call.
It's the hardest call in all of basketball.
90 seconds to go, first quarter. Sydney leads 11-4. First foul on Emma Simmons tonight. First foul on Sydney as a team. It's been pretty clean so far. Each team only with a foul apiece. Wilsey reverses far side to McCoy, left wing. They go to Kraft on the interior. Tries to go up and over Sirigliano, and they call a foul out of there. Ava didn't look too pleased with that call.
When Unitigo gets the ball into that short corner or the short baseline there, the player is looking to score. They're open, but if they look for the cutter, their partner who's at the foul line extended area, that area is wide open.
And this ball rolls in for Kraft at the line, gets it to go. Her first points of the night. Sydney 11, Unitigo 5 with a buck 17 to go first quarter. Kraft, second shot good. Unitigo trying to claw their way back in after a slow start. It's 11-6 here in Sydney tonight. Coming up on a minute 10 to go first quarter. Sydney with the ball going right to left. They'll go to Isabella West. Her shot is good.
So nice West, shot.
West with 4 points now. Good shot for sure. 13-6 with a minute to go in the first quarter. Sydney leading here on their home floor against visiting Unitigo. McCoy to Bertzel, far side. Musaw gets into the paint and looks like we're going to have a blocking foul here on Sirigliano, and that's tough. That's two. And head coach Donnie Pierce pleading his case to the Zebra crew. So, coach, 50 seconds to go first quarter. Ava with a quick two. Do you roll the dice and leave her, or you pull her out here? What do you think? Not to put you on the spot or anything.
Well, you are up 13-6 with 50 seconds to go. I might let her play the offensive possession and then have a sub at the table. Depends on the player. How much she, you know, in practice in other games throughout the course of previous seasons, you know, what experience does that player have with playing with fouls?
Musaw, 2-for-2 at the line.
And here she comes.
And Ava's going to come to the bench for some protection as Maya Paul comes in.
I've had it work both ways. I've taken them out, and it didn't work, and you leave them in, and it didn't work. But also the other way has been good both ways, too. So
now the ball ripped away by Unitigo as Sydney brought it back down the floor. So Unitigo hanging tough. This is a team with some true veterans on it that aren't going to get rattled on the road like this here. They're keeping it close. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Sydney leads 13-8. Back to the top of the key now. Gracie Tilt has checked in, tries to go down low for Kraft, off her fingertips and out of bounds. 23 seconds to go, first quarter. 13-8 the score. Sydney leading Unitigo. Simmons across midfloor.
Unitigo has also switched to a 2-3 zone here.
Paul to the far side, now back up top for Emma. Shot clock is off, 10 seconds left. Three ball on the left side, might have been a long two. It was missed there by Michaela Bales. Unitigo can go for one last shot here with 2 seconds left. Are they going to get one off? No. might have counted if it went in.
I think they would have counted it if it was good.
But Moosaw couldn't get that to go. End of the first quarter, Sydney 13, Unitego 8. Girls High School Hoops tonight on CDO. We'll be back.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. High School Hoops is back. It feels good to be doing a game inside where I'm warm. I'm not wearing gloves and boots and hats. This is great. I love it. So 13-8 the score. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you. Here tonight on CDO. I love fall sports, but I also like being warm, and being in a gym is a good place to be for me. Sydney with the ball here again, leading 13-8. An early season back showdown between Sydney and Unitego. And Ava Sirigliano, two fouls. She's right back in here to start the second quarter. Ava for a three off a dish from Emma. No good. Rebound comes down, and a traveling violation here on Sydney. And Unitego is slowly clawing their way back in here, Coach.
Yeah, they're not panicking. With a veteran coach like Coach Z, I didn't expect them to panic. And they have some veteran players out there, so they're just chipping away at it.
Moosaw to the left side. Unitego's in the green with the white trim. Going left to right. They go to McCoy. Down low on the low block here for Lizzie Kraft. A good up and under move, just couldn't finish. Wilsey with the rebound, and going to have a foul on Wilsey underneath. Unitego fans are stunned. That was dangerously close to being to Ava.
I wondered what that call was going to be when he blew the whistle there. Kind of a late call for a foul on Unitego.
Emma Simmons is able to break the pressure as Unitego put that press back on. Ball to the top of the key now for Emma Simmons. Pulls it back out with just about a minute gone here in the second quarter here tonight at Sydney High School. Long pass over the top of the defense. Tipped around. Moosaw got her paws on it, but somehow Sydney comes back down with it. Sirigliano, left side pull-up jumper for her. Too strong. Long rebound. Back out.
Ball never hit the rim.
And they're going to say, well, they actually called the travel there at the top of the key. I thought it hit the rim.
No, never hit the rim.
Coach with the good eyes here with 6:50 to go in this second quarter. And Unitego gets the ball back. Sydney's gone a little cold here.
Yeah, Unitego has switched defenses. They're in a 2-3 zone now. Sydney just needs to be a little patient.
McCoy to the right side will now find Wilsey. Coach Z really wants, he's emphasizing to get it to the interior here. Let's see if they can reset and do that with 15 on the shot clock. McCoy at the top of the arc now will go to Moosaw. Now for Wilsey, splash on that left elbow. He's got it. Wilsey's got six.
He wants him to throw the ball to that gray area and then hit the high post like I've been talking about. That's what he wants him to do.
13-10, now the score with 6:20 to go second quarter. And now a charge is taken again by Maddie Wilsey and goes on Ava Sirigliano. It looks like head coach Donnie Pierce wants to take a timeout here. Sydney leading 13-10, just over 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
6:17 to go, second quarter, 13-10 the score. Sydney girls on top of Unitego. Our first game of the year on the radio here today. We're going to have three games this week, all from Sydney. We'll talk about that during our Morabito Energy Product Halftime Report in just a couple of minutes. Here is Kraft on the baseline. Got that jumper. It was too strong. Emma Simmons with the rebound. So Ava's got three fouls now for Sydney, and she's going to have to sit for a prolonged period of time. We'll see what Sydney can do. Jumper from the left side is off the mark there for Zoe Sullivan, who checked in. Rebound for Unitigo. Down the floor for Musaw. Tried to take it to the rim, knocked out of bounds, and going to go back to Sydney somehow.
Yeah, every time Unitigo has taken their time and got the ball to the short corner and then to the high post, they scored a basket.
Sydney looking to get it in against the pressure, and they throw it away. Wilsey now at midcourt, finds Musaw, pump fake, gets into the paint, was partially blocked, and a foul now on Bree Taylor. The early composure that Sydney had has kind of disappeared here with 5:40 to go in the second quarter, and some of that veteran presence of Unitigo is starting to take over.
Yeah, I think Sydney's just a little bit younger than Unitigo, and the first game out got off to a great start.
Musaw's first shot from the line is good.
And now that they've hit a little bump in the road, and we'll see how they respond. I'd be surprised if you see Ava before halftime, but we'll see.
Yeah, I would too. She might have a long sit ahead of her as the second shot for Musaw is good. And now it turns into Sydney. How do you keep this, you know, right where you are in a close game at this point? Here is Simmons in the backcourt, gets across the big Sydney S. The ball's going to be in Emma's hands quite a bit as she's fouled by Madison Burtzel coming down the floor. With 5.5 to go in the second, Sydney clings to a 1-point lead, 13-12.
I think you need Emma Simmons to step up here a little bit, give some senior leadership, get them organized. Doesn't necessarily have to score, but maybe create a shot for somebody else if she doesn't score.
Simmons to the high post. They try to go down low here for Bree Taylor. Simmons on a pump fake, gets into the paint, dishes to the far side for Maya Paul. Jumper no good. Bree Taylor scoops up the rebound. Can't get it to go. Might have got knocked in the jaw there as she walked away slowly from the play. Quickly in transition, Musaw with a layup opportunity that was partially blocked, and Simmons comes away with it. A little bit of a track meet now at the moment as Simmons will finally pump the brakes and pull it out for Sydney. Passing to the far side. Jumper now for West, in and out. Sydney's getting good looks at the moment, but they can't get him to fall. Here is McCoy in transition now for Unitigo off that rebound. Going left to right. Musaw with another moon ball three. This one's no good. And rebound, juggled around, finally gets inside to Kraft, and she is fouled with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Foul's going to be on Bree Taylor, her second. With 4:40 to go, second quarter, Sydney leading by one, 13-12.
In zone offense, a lot of people think, oh, you got five people out there, but technically you have the three guards that are kind of playing together, and then you have the two posts that are playing together. And Unitigo has found success when the two post players work together, either hit in the high post and then throw to the baseline or throw to the baseline and then the high post.
Kraft's first foul shot is good, tying this game up at 13. Her second one rattles in and out. Ball out of bounds, going to go to Sydney. And this is like we talked about during pregame, Coach, having some of those bench players step up when you need them to help you keep it a close game.
So who's going to give us a couple baskets here for Sydney to keep them in the game here?
Good pass by Simmons down low to Taylor. A turnaround shot that won't go. Rebound for Wilsey. And now all those second chance opportunities have kind of evaporated for the Warriors, and Unitigo's been good on the glass. Burtzel with a shot from three land. Rebound is knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with Unitigo. 4:22 to go, second quarter. We're tied at 13. McCoy will be on the left wing side on the baseline. Gets it in. Finds Maddie Burtzel. Back up top to Harley Burtzel straight away. Bounce pass into the corner for Wilsey. Jumper is short. Rebound for Kraft. One dribble, takes it up. Kraft can't get it to go. The kiss off the glass won't go. Second chance opportunity is also off the mark. And a rebound for Sydney. They're looking to go end-to-end here. Ball rolls off a foot out of bounds. Going to stay with Sydney. A little helter-skelter there.
Yeah, and Unitigo got a couple second chance opportunities there. Wasn't able to put the ball in the basket. I think maybe those chances wouldn't be there if Ava was still in the game. Unitigo not able to take advantage.
Really shows you how good of a rebounder Ava Sirigliano really is. Sydney on an inbounds play to Maya Paul. She's fouled and will head to the line for two. Another young player that's up on the varsity this year that looks like she's continuing to grow. As Paul will head to the line, only a sophomore here. Some big foul shots coming for Sydney early in this game. Paul's first one rattles in and out. with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. We're tied at 13. Stay tuned. In just a few minutes, we'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Second one for Maya Paul is no good.
Got a violation on the shooter.
And a violation. So Unitigo was cold early, and now it's translated over to Sydney being cold here in the second quarter.
I'm going to blame you for saying you were inside and you were nice and warm.
Yeah, that's, you know, broadcaster's curse coming out right here in the first game of the year. Madison Burtzel at the top of the key. So work to the interior. Nice little high-low action there. They go to Maddie Wilson. She's fouled.
Yeah, that's what we've been talking about. They got great bounce pass entry into the high post. The post player caught the ball, immediately looked for her partner, the other post, in the gray area that was cutting.
Bree Taylor comes to the bench. India Nsinga will come in now for the Sydney Warriors. Still tied at 13. So Sydney has not scored here in the second quarter. They're desperately looking for a bucket, but still a tie game. They're trying to get one in transition here at the will. Up off the glass there for Bella West.
Finish.
She's got 6 points in the early going to lead Sydney. 3.5 to go, second quarter, 15-13 now. Warriors leading the Spartans by two. And we're having an up-and-down call here on Harley Burtzel. And so Sydney's going to get it back.
Sydney has to be pleased with the score, especially with the foul trouble that they're in early here.
And so Sydney with the ball. They go to Emma Simmons. Interior pass here for Maya Paul. She lost control of it. Steal for Unitigo. And here is Burtzel down the right side of the floor. Tries to go to the tin. Had her pocket picked, and Simmons comes the other way. Simmons down the left side, wants to stop and pop. Might have gotten hit from behind there. Could have been clean. Burtzel was hustling back. Sydney with the rebound. Here's Emma again to the bucket. Tried that up and under to get the contact. Didn't get it. Rebound for Unitigo. Burtzel end to end. This time she's fouled as she goes from right to left. And again, the track meet continues. 2:45 to go, second quarter. Sydney up by two, 15-13. the way it goes, early season hoops, right?
If I was coaching, I would not be seated like I am now broadcasting. It was definitely a foul on that one shot there, but it is what the refs call, so.
Burtzel's first shot from the line is no good. I like the idea by Emma trying to get it to the interior there to get some contact.
Yeah, I thought she got fouled on the jump shot from behind.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Going to the basket, I think she got fouled, but I don't think he called it because I think he thought she was a little bit out of control.
Right, yep.
But the jump shot, there definitely was a foul.
Second shot from Harley Burtzel at the line won't go, so she's 0 for 2. 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Coach Pierce has had a little chat there with the official. So I love how, you know, Coach, I feel like you really – you understand what these coaches are going through.
I know exactly what they're going through.
The game within the game, right?
Yep.
So here's Sydney with the ball. 2-point lead, 15-13. West with a pull-up jumper, and she hits it.
She's been very impressive. She's only a sophomore?
Yes. Bella West, 8 points to lead Sydney. They still lead 17-13. Here's a high post pass to Kraft, and she hits it from the left elbow. Kraft with five. Back to a 2-point game, 17-15. 2:15 to go, second quarter. High post now for Sydney. They look to work one to the outside. Here's West again. She's on fire. She's got 10 points.
Very nice ball movement there by Sydney, inside out.
19-15 now the score. Unitigo going right back to Lizzie Kraft. Two opportunities from in close. She can't get either of them. And a rebound for the Warriors. Emily Russo with that bucket. And back down the floor for Simmons, who pumps the brakes, pulls it back out with 1:45 to go, second quarter. To the high post now for Russo. Back to the far side. Here for West. Now to Simmons. Thought about a deep three. Instead tries to take it to the interior, and she's blocked there by Kraft. Burtzel with a rebound. Trying to go coast to coast. Burtzel off the glass. No good, but she's fouled with 1:30 to go, second quarter. Burtzel heads right back to the line. So Harley Burtzel, the promising eighth grader at the line here for Unitigo. Unitigo did all that work to claw back in, and now some hot shooting there by Sydney has been back up by four again. So Burtzel to the line, her first shot, good.
Now from a coaching perspective, if you look at the clock, you got three possessions if you take the shot clock all the way down. So if I'm Sydney, I come down on this possession. We work it around to get a good shot. I even wouldn't be disappointed with a shot clock violation.
Second opportunity is no good here for Burtzel. A jump ball is called on the rebound, and it's going to stay with Unitigo.
I mean, with Ava on the bench and foul trouble, to be ahead 3 here for Sydney, you got to be happy with that.
Yeah, you really do, because she went to the bench with about 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here's Burtzel, a tall, tall 3 off the front of the rim, no good. Moosaw, the rebound. Her kiss off the glass won't go. Kraft has been owning the glass with Sirigliano on the bench. Couldn't get that shot to go. Finally, a rebound for Sydney.
See, this is where you got to be patient if you're Sydney. Be patient. Use the clock.
They'll work one into the corner here for Nsinga. She tried to pass one to the high post and a steal by Moosaw. Moosaw, long pass ahead. Simmons hustling back. Ball out of bounds. Going to go to Sydney. Again, both teams pushing the pace, and it hasn't always worked out for either side here.
No. A little bit of cold shooting here early.
Here is Simmons down the floor to the left side. Wants to take it in. Now we'll pull it out.
Good decision.
Simmons right in front of the Unitigo bench. Tried to pass one into the corner. Was knocked out of bounds by McCoy. And so we'll stay with Sydney with 48 seconds to go. Second quarter, 21 ticks on the shot clock. We come up on the halftime break. Sydney looking to get it in, and they do to Simmons. It bounced off her hand. She gets tied up here with Kylie Moosaw, and the arrow is going to give it with Sydney. I think Sydney looks a little tired here to me. They're ready for the halftime break. Sydney looking to get it in, and they do. They try to go to the far side for Russo, and it was kicked out of bounds by Moosaw with 43 seconds left.
I think Unitigo senses that, you know, this might be an opportunity for them to get back in the game here. And they're applying a little pressure to some kids that, you know, first game of the year, maybe just called up from JV.
Pass there from Simmons went through the hands of Zoe Sullivan. Out of bounds, some of those first game nerves right there. So Unitigo with the ball. They will bring it over half court going left to right with 30 seconds to go, second quarter. They go to the high post for Wilsie. Her pull-up jumper, no. Rebound for Simmons. They can take their time here if they want. Simmons slows it down and walks it across midcourt.
Yeah, shot clock's off.
Simmons to the far side, finds West, and she
got a kick ball
there. 13 seconds left, as coach said, no shot clock. Sydney leading at 19-16. They go to West. Into the corner now for Russo. Inside for Nsinga, no. Rebound for Unitigo. McCoy glances at the clock. 3 seconds left. McCoy, Moosaw, deep three at the buzzer. No. The bank was closed there for Kylie Moosaw. Halftime score, 19-16. Sydney leading Unitigo. And a good job there by Sydney to survive the second quarter. We'll talk more about that, the foul trouble situation, when we come back on our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, our halftime score here in Sydney, the Sydney girls leading Unitigo 19-16 on WCDO. Stay tuned.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
It just keeps getting better at SFCU.
For a limited time, you'll earn an incredible
yield on a 15-month share certificate at SFCU with a minimum balance of just $5,000.
Or take advantage of the 15-month jumbo rate. 4.65% annual percentage yield with a minimum of $200,000.
This is the perfect time to move your money into a high dividend short-term share certificate, also available to SFCU business members.
Stop into any of our 10 convenient branches. Visit sfcuonline.org or call 877-642-7328.
Membership required. Limited time offer. Valid on new money only.
Federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. See you. Banking easier.
Insurance of Edmiston is a locally
seen broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the third quarter here tonight in Sydney. Sydney girls leading Unitigo 19-16. Unitiga will have the ball after a Sydney travel to start this third quarter. So Sydney in the green with the white trim, now going right to left. And Sydney's in the home whites with the maroon trim here. Again, Unitiga in the green with the white trim. Down low to Kraft. A little up and under for her. Got it. Kraft went right at Ava there because they know that if she gets that fourth, she's going to be in big trouble.
Well, Ava did a nice job. She started to reach, and then she realized, hey, I have fouls here. I'm not going to pick up my fourth.
Here's a little alley-oop opportunity for Ava. She can't get the layup, but is hammered on the wrist, so she'll go to the line to shoot two here. 7:16 to go third quarter, 19-18 our score. Sydney girls on top by one. And here is Strigliano at the line. So Ava settling in. And her first shot is in and out. Ava, an outstanding three-sport athlete here at Sydney High School in her junior season. Great field hockey player, excellent softball pitcher. Their softball team had a whale of a spring last year. Field hockey did great in the fall as Ava gets the second one. And high expectations for this basketball team, too. So Ava now with 5 points. It's 20-18. Here's a little runner for Musaw. No good. Strigliano with the rebound, looking to run the floor. Stops. Passes down low. Now back up top to Emma Simmons. Into the paint for Emma. The jumper, little short. Strigliano, the rebound, no. Second chance opportunity. Puts it on the floor. Trying to buy herself some real estate here. And a traveling violation. And Coach Pierce saying, you just got to go up with that there.
Yeah, she tried to create a different angle, but she should have just gone straight up with it.
20-18 the score. Sydney on top by two, and now a steal by Strigliano. And Coach Z's beside himself after that pass to the high post. Strigliano goes to Emma Simmons. Deep NBA range, three in and out. Rebound, though, for Strigliano. It's like the ball just comes to her somehow. She can't get the second chance, and a rebound for McCoy in the land of the trees. Ahead now for Musaw. The runner is good, and we're tied at 20.
That was a great catch and finish there by Musaw in transition.
Musaw with 6 points for Unitigo, and we're tied at 20 with 6.5 to go in the third. Simmons goes across to the right side of the floor for West. Now back to Emma in the paint. Little up and under for her. A lot of contact. No call. And back the other way for Unitigo. She'll go to Kylie Musaw. Musaw on the right side. Dribbles into the paint. Zips one over for Kraft. Pump fake. Stops. And we'll go back out to Harley Wurzel. Deep three for her is off the side of the rim. Musaw trying to track it down. Couldn't get there. Out of bounds it goes. So 5:50 to go, third quarter. We're knotted up at 20, and this feels like it could be tight the rest of the way.
Unitigo switched defenses again. Now they're playing 1-3-1.
Trying to throw some different looks here at the Warriors. They'll pass to the far side, and the jumper for Bree Taylor was partially blocked. Unitigo comes away with it. Bertzel trying to run. Knocked down by Simmons.
Great hands by Emma there to stop that transition.
Ahead now for Strigliano. Takes it to the rim, and we got a charge. With 5.5 to go in the third, Wilkie trying to sacrifice the body there. A bang-bang play, and the Unitigo fans are not happy. Again, Coach, we said it's the hardest call in basketball.
I thought that was the best charge of the night. I would have called the other one blocked and that one a charge. I'm not wearing the stripes.
You know, Coach, as they tell me, it's all about the angles, right? How many times have you heard that?
A lot. Oh, you didn't have an angle. How did you have an angle? Over there.
5:27 to go in the third. We're tied at 20. Sydney looking to get it in, and they do to Bree Taylor, but she had her pocket picked. Got it back, though. Works it out to Emma Simmons. Across for Ava. Sydney going left to right. Strigliano down low. The jumper, no good. Kraft the rebound. Lost control. Back to Strigliano. Works one back out for Simmons. Emma to the high post. Boy, it's tough to get a good clean look here with both teams playing good defense. Here's West with the jumper, and she hits it.
My other question there is, how was Ava not shooting? I mean, what else was she doing on that drive to the basket? So,
4:55 to go in the third. It's 22-20. Kraft with the pull-up. No good. Strigliano, another rebound. She's owned the glass. And ahead now for Emma Simmons. Across midcourt. Simmons to the high post. Stops. Goes to Ava. They try to pass down low to Bree Taylor, and she's fouled with 4:40 to go in the third. 22-20 is the score.
I mean, the shining star of the game here with about halfway through the third quarter is definitely Isabella West from Sydney.
Yeah.
She was that factor that we maybe didn't know how she would react in her first varsity game here, but she's playing phenomenal.
looks to get one in, and it was kicked there by Maddie Wilsey. West has just been patient and taken the shots that have kind of come to her, and she's been shooting very well. So West will look to get it in, finds Sirigliano, tosses it up for her, the kiss off the glass, no, and the rebound goes to McCoy. McCoy ahead now for Moosaw, tries to take it to the rim, and a foul on Simmons, tried to sneak in and get that steal at the last second. And this is going to send Moosaw to the line. Second foul on Emma Simmons sends Kylie Moosaw to the line. Moosaw yesterday was named to the New York State Class C All-State fourth team for girls soccer, one of only a few local selections. So congratulations to Kylie as she gets the first shot to go. Great soccer career for Unitika. Was on the team that went to the state finals in 2019. And whatever she decides to do at the next level, I'm sure she'll do a great job with it. But, yeah, really one of only three local players in the Class C level to be selected for All-State this year. She hits the second shot. She's got 8 points. 22-22 our score with 4.5 to go in the third. Warriors with the ball. They go to Sirigliano, right side. And Sydney goes left to right. Now to Bree Taylor. Works one back. To the far side for West. Stops. Goes far side, pull-up jumper for Sydney. No, in and out. Sirigliano couldn't get the rebound. That shot there was by Michaela Bales. Ahead now for Harley Birdsell. She's fouled. Shot won't go. Birdsell will head to the line. 4:07 to go in the third, and we're tied at 22. A low-scoring affair tonight between Unitego and Sydney so far.
Another thing that Unitego's doing out of this 1-3-1 defense is if they get a defensive rebound, they're looking to run right away. So a lot of their offense that they've created here in this quarter has come in transition because the top person in the 1-3-1 is kind of leaking out so that they can get an early transition.
Birdsell's first shot, no good. Second shot for Harley, no good, off the front of the rim. And a rebound for Emma Simmons, tracked it down. Simmons across midcourt, across the Sydney S to the right side. Now they try to force one to the high post. Emma's kind of stuck in a bad spot, but somehow Sydney holds on. They go to Sirigliano. Right side of the floor, pulls it back out. 3:50 to go in the third, tied at 22. Here is West. 10 on the shot clock now for Sydney. High post for Simmons. Sirigliano trying to buy some real estate here to the high post for Simmons. Little up and under for Emma is good.
Nice drive there by Emma.
5 points for her, 24-22. And here's a three ball for McCoy, left it short. Ball is kept in there by Lizzie Kraft with some good hustle. Now for Moosaw. Pump fake, gets into the paint. Her jumper is way too strong. Rebound, out of bounds, going to stay with Unitego. 3:15 to go in the third. A two-point game, Sydney 24, Unitego 22.
Only 12 on the shot clock.
McCoy will get it into Moosaw. Three-point line extended. Now they go to the interior looking for Kraft. Kraft a little up and under, and we're going to have an up-and-down call here on Kraft. And it's going to go back to Sydney. Boy, that interior battle, Kraft versus Sirigliano, we knew it was going to be good. But now every play down there is like, is it going to be a foul? Is Ava going to pick up her fourth? What's it going to be? Sirigliano into the corner for three. Got it. Big three there for Ava Sirigliano.
I want to know another game this year that you go this far into the game without a three.
I'm going to have to mark that down for you there, Coach. And now a steal and a block. Moosaw kind of got run over by Sirigliano there. Not really sure it was exactly Kylie's fault with 2:47 to go in the third. Sydney on a little bit of a run, leading 27-22. And right now, the crowd and the players both feeding in a lot to the officials. They're going to have to find a way to block that out if you're out on the floor here. Here's Sirigliano, pocket pick there by Maddie Wilsey. In the backcourt from McCoy, across midcourt. McCoy zips one to the far side. Finding Gracie Tilt into the hands of Moosaw. Back to Tilt. Reverses for McCoy. Into the short corner for Wilsey. Back up top for Kraft. Little up and under for Lizzie. No good. Wilsey with a rebound. Back out to Moosaw. Moosaw into the paint, forcing one up. No. Rebound for Taylor. And Sydney's off to the races with 2 minutes to go in the third. Good bounce pass, and up off the glass, it's good. Michaela Bales with the bucket.
Great job there by West to deliver that bounce pass, and even better job by Ava to just stay straight up on defense.
Timeout taken by Unitego. 1:55 to go in the third. Sydney leads 29-22. We got a ball game, folks. We'll be back on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 1:55 to go in the third. And the Sydney girls lead Unitego 29-22 here tonight inside Sydney High School. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here. And Coach, a low-scoring affair, but certainly the fans are getting their money's worth here for this one.
Yeah, it's been an exciting game. Both teams are leaving it all out there on the floor, playing hard. You know. Good high school basketball game.
And whoever comes away with this is a big early season win that we could be talking about this in January or February. Remember that loss. That could be the difference in the standings type of thing. Pass down low. Unitego trying to claw their way back in again. Musaw, left wing corner in front of her own bench as Unitego goes right to left. 10 on the shot clock now for the Spartans. Here's McCoy at the top of the key. They go to Musaw. Now to Wiltie. Little up and under. No. Left it short. Srigliano picked up the loose change. Srigliano slows it down, gets it into the hands of West.
Now Unitego has extended a 2-3 zone, so they're out of the 1-3-1. Now they're playing kind of like a Syracuse University 2-3 zone.
Here is West, finds Srigliano in the corner, pass was a little hot, so she had to corral it to the high post for Taylor, back up to Emma Simmons, 5 on the shot clock. I don't think Sydney is aware. They're going to try to step into it. Srigliano at the buzzer. Can't get the rattle. Simmons, a big rebound. She puts it up. No, it won't go. Ball out of bounds. Going to stay with Sydney.
That was interesting there. The only person who kept playing on the court was Emma Simmons. The shot clock buzzer went off. Everybody thought that, you know, that was the end of the quarter. She got the rebound. Missed a little chippy, though.
Emma gets the inbounds pass. Did all that work. It didn't pay off, though, unfortunately, for Sydney. And now a steal by Unitego. Here is McCoy. 45 seconds to go in the third. Sydney leads 29-22. McCoy goes to Gracie Tilt. Now back to McCoy, left side. Skips it across the top of the defense for Musaw. Back up to McCoy, reversing for Tilt in the left corner. 15 on the shot clock, and now a steal by Sydney. Stole the entry pass. And here is Michaela Bales. And they're going to call no. Travel. Looks like Coach Pierce is trying to bail her out with a timeout, and he didn't get it. 25 seconds left, third quarter, 29-22 our score. Here is McCoy across midcourt. McCoy to Musaw now. Musaw to the far side again for McCoy. Good defense there by Michaela Bales, getting right up on her. Here is Maddie Wilkie, tries a long three, no good. Musaw with the rebound, it won't go. Ava Srigliano the rebound. 4 seconds left. Had her pocket pick, knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with Sydney with 2.1 seconds to go here in the third.
A timeout, Sydney.
Timeout taken by Sydney. Coach, let's keep it right here unless it's a full. We'll see. Yeah, it's going to be a 30. Let's keep it here.
I have a question.
Okay.
You're talking about this being a pivotal game for the MAC standings. How is the MAC situated this year? Divisions? Are they playing each team once, each team twice?
So they have the two divisions, and you had to ask. I think you play everybody in your division. It has changed. People shifted divisions this year, so every year is like a new homework exam for
you. You play everybody in your division twice,
yes.
And everybody in the opposite division once.
Once, correct.
And then the winner of each division goes to the championship, or do they still have the four?
Nope, the winner of each division will go to the championship game. And the big difference between last year and this year is BG was the team that switched divisions because Afton does not have a team this year. So BG is in the other division. So we can talk about that during the fourth quarter.
Gotcha.
As well. We'll break down the divisions for you. 2.1 seconds left here, third quarter. And it's stolen on the inbound pass. Moussaw from half court, no good. 29-22, Sydney heads to the fourth quarter with a lead over the Unitego girls here at Sydney High School. We'll be back on CDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. The Sydney girls have a 29-22 advantage over Unitego as we hit the fourth quarter. A great game so far here, Coach.
Yeah, both teams playing exceptionally hard on the defensive end. Offensively, they're getting a lot of good looks. They're executing, just the ball hasn't seemed to go in the basket tonight.
Here's our MAC division breakdowns here as Sydney gets the ball in. Division 1 is Walton, Delhi, DH, Unitego, and Sydney. Division 2 is BG, Harpersville, Green, Oxford, and UV. So the difference is BG was in the other division last year and now has switched over. Ball is on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. And the arrow is going to give it back here to Unitego. So that's our two divisions. And last year, Division One, the Walton, Delhi, Unitego, Sydney, and BG last year division was really, really tough to get through. I feel like it's a little more balanced this year and should be a lot of fun. So Unitego with the ball after the tie up there. Unitego will have it. They get to McCoy, and the student section is starting to get into it here on a close game on the far side. Here's Moussaw, left corner, three, got it. Kylie Moussaw from downtown.
Good time to break that 3-point.
A little bit of a drought there, yeah.
29-25.
Here is Sydney trying to answer. Bree Taylor with a putback opportunity, no. Here is West, scoops it up and can't get it to go. And Kraft finally with a rebound. Boy, that shot by Isabella West just would not go down. Here is Moussaw, wants another three, dials it up and banks it in. Kylie Moussaw with 14. Getting it done one way or another. It's a one-point game, 29-28. Here is Emma Simmons to the right side, trying to answer for Sydney. Sydney trying to get it inside to Sirigliano. Instead, West with the jumper, and she hits it. Isabella West with 14.
Unitego back to the man-to-man here.
31-28. Sydney on top of Unitego. Here's Kraft at the high post. Back out to McCoy, and we got a foul on Sydney, on Michaela Bales, on a reach-in. So back-to-back threes for Unitego by Kylie Moussaw.
One, the bank was open.
The bank was open. Kai kind of had that look like, oops, but hey, they count.
And the book accounts as a swish.
Back to the top of the key now. Unitego setting it up. Chance of defense from the student section. They're into it here. A pass down low for Moussaw, or for Wilsey. Back out to Moussaw. Same spot for three. No, this one off the back of the rim. Both teams scrambling for that rebound. It's on the floor. We'll have a jump ball. The arrow this time is going to give it back to Sydney with 6:15 to go in the fourth. The timeout's going to be taken here by Unitego. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Sydney leads Unitego 31-28 on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
6:15 to go, fourth quarter. 31-28 is our score. And the Sydney girls on top of Unitego. They throw it in. It goes over top of everybody to Bree Taylor, but she can't finish the layup. And a rebound is taken here by Maddie Bergstil. Boy, back and forth. And here is Musaw back down the floor as Unitego goes right to left. Musaw on the left side. Steps in for a long two. It's short. Rebound is a jump ball. Going to stay with Unitego.
Unitego's got to get a little more patience on offense. Seems to be rushing a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of energy on both sides out there right now. Everybody's just got to take a deep breath. McCoy in the corner for three. No, off the back of the rim. Wilsey with a rebound. Pulls it back out. Wilsey's been great on the glass here for being kind of an undersized forward, I would call her. Wilsey tries to go to the interior. It's knocked away, but somehow Musaw got it back. Now to McCoy. Steps in for three. Yes, Bailey McCoy with her first bucket of the game, and she hits it. Ties this game up at 31 with 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Simmons, top of the key. Pulls it out. They go to West. West with a little pump fake. Wants to pull it back out. They go to Sirigliano. Now to a cutting Emma Simmons. Lost control of it and then stepped on the line, unfortunately. With 5:10 to go in the fourth, it was a great cut. And she just didn't catch it cleanly. I don't know if it got tipped. And then they say she stepped out.
I thought he called a travel, but it was close to the baseline. It was strange. It just looked different. I don't really think it was a travel.
Tego here, bringing it back into the corner. Here's McCoy, wants another three. This one's too strong. Too much hot sauce on that, and a rebound now for Sydney with 4:50 to go in the fourth, tied at 31. A hit for Sirigliano, takes it to the rim and scores. Good pass from Emma.
Great pass by Emma in transition. Emma with a good catch and finish.
And Sydney on top by a deuce, 33-31. They try to go to the high post, and a jump ball is going to give it to Sydney.
Great hustle there by number 12 on Sydney.
Yeah, Michaela Bales, she's been great on those little entry passes like that, getting her hands on them. Another good field hockey player for the Warriors, making an impact on the basketball court. Here's Bree Taylor, right side. Stops, tries to go back to West. Sydney in the white with the maroon trim. Going left to right. Here's West. And to the far side. Now Sydney pulling it back down with 15 on the shot clock. West to Sirigliano. Left wing. Sirigliano a little up and under. Takes it to the rim. She's fouled. It won't go. And she'll head to the line with 4:10 to go. Sydney up 33-31.
That's one of those shots you wonder, how did that not go in the basket? It went straight off the square in the backboard, came directly across the opening in the rim, didn't go in.
So Sirigliano at the line. First shot is good for Ava. She's got 11. Delhi head coach Todd Bruce over on the far side. I've seen him feverishly taking notes a couple of times over there. Actually texted me on the way in. He said, I'm a little late. Can you stall it for me? Can you stall the game? Sirigliano with 12. Hits the second foul shot. 35-31. Sydney up by four. Every time Unitico's called back in, Sydney has had an answer.
I think they might not have allowed that basket. They called a violation.
Yeah.
Called a violation on Sydney that free throw.
So 34-31. Good catch there.
That could be big.
Very big. Emma Simmons with a rebound off of Unitego miss. Coach, that's why we have you here. Catch stuff like that. I appreciate that. 3:50 to go in the fourth. Unitego trailing by three and a block now by Wilsey. And here comes Unitego going right to left. They go to Musa in the corner for three again. Left it short. Kraft picks up the rebound. Can't hit the layup. Maddie Bertzel in the land of the trees with a rebound. And somehow she comes out of there with it. Works one back up top to Musa. Musaw now to Wilsey. Back to Bertzel. Madison Bertzel to the interior for Kraft. Tries to go up and over Sirigliano, and a traveling violation on Kraft. Unitego wanted a foul. They're not going to get it. With 3:20 to go in the fourth, Sydney still leading by three, 34-31. Coach, this has been a war for every basket here tonight.
That's why that free throw violation might come in huge.
Still a three-point game. Sydney with the ball. Simmons in the backcourt.
I think here Simmons and Sirigliano have got to be the facilitators of the offense.
Here is Emma Simmons at the top of the key. Goes to West. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Simmons. Now we'll take it up top. Backs it out. 10 on the shot clock. Let's see what she can do. Simmons bounces one to Michaela Bales, who lost control. There's not a lot of flow to that offensive set there, and Unitigo comes away. Musoff finds McCoy, left side, dribble drive for McCoy, and a travel. And just when you feel like Unitigo's going to find that equalizer, they give it away again. And so the Warriors will have to get it in against the full court press. They get it to Bree Taylor, who lobs it down the court. Nobody was home, and it rolls out of bounds. She panicked a little bit there to try to throw it long.
Again, I don't know if that was a travel on McCoy. It looked funny. And a lot of times when it doesn't look right, they think that, oh, that must be a travel. I don't think it was. I think she lost a little bit of control of the ball there, but costly turnover by Sydney. That could have been a big possession.
Here is McCoy, left side. They try to go to the high post. Intercepted again. Little combination there of Bales and Sirigliano on that. 2:25 to go in the fourth.
Need a good look here.
Simmons slowly down the floor here for the Warriors, taking her time. Well, even a three-point lead feels like a big lead in this game right now, the way it's been. They try to go to the high post for Sirigliano, and the ball is pinballing around. Bree Taylor comes down with it, goes back up top to Bales. They're trying to get it back over into the safe hands here of Simmons. Two on the shot clock, three for Emma, no. Shot clock violation, and she just didn't have enough time to get that off.
That possession with almost every pass was an adventure there. Both teams are playing super hard defensively.
That's a great way to put it there, Coach. Minute 45 to go in the fourth. Unitigo's going to take a timeout. Our score, Sydney 34, Unitigo 31. We'll be right back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature a unique burger menu. Customers love our blue plate specials. Our staff is friendly and fun, and there's plenty of parking. And our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine with your family 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Call ahead, 967-3111.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Right on, 147.
147 to go, fourth quarter. Out of the timeout, Sydney girls leading 34-31. And, boy, the defense has been tough here tonight, Coach.
Let's see what Coach Z has drawn up here out of the timeout with 1:47 left. Don't need a three. Still time left.
The Sydney girls cling to a 34-31 lead over Unitigo with a minute 45 left in the fourth quarter here. Unitigo with the ball. They go down low on that left low block for Wilsey. Has to toss one back up to McCoy. Far side, Harley Burtzel. Entry pass to the interior. Here for Lizzie Kraft. Up and under, and she finishes. Kraft with a huge one.
Nice move.
Cuts it to a one-point game, 34-33. Simmons across midcourt. Slows it down. Sydney up by one. Simmons is going to pull it out here. McCoy slowly coming out on her. 20 on the shot clock and a buck 10 to go fourth quarter. They try to go to the interior. It's knocked away. Forced it a little bit there. And a steal for Unitigo with 1:05 to go. Wilsey comes back up to McCoy. Now to Harley Burtzel. We are under a minute to go now. Musaw across the top of the defense, finds Harley Burtzel. Now to Wilsey, back up top, stolen by Sydney. Michaela Bales tosses one over to Sirigliano after the steal.
With a foul on Bailey McCoy.
And a foul on Unitigo.
Got a lot of, they can be aggressive here. Full timeout, Sydney.
Timeout taken by Sydney.
From the coaching perspective here, I'm Unitigo. I'm playing full court man-to-man. I'm switching on all screens, and I have two fouls to give. So even if Sydney gets the ball in play, I'm fouling right away so that now you have to take the ball out again and you have to get it in again. I can do the same thing. I can be super aggressive trying to get a steal, and then I can foul again if I don't have the steal. Now you got to shake it. Then you would shoot the free throw. So you can be ultra aggressive here if you're Unitico.
We'll find out what both teams decide to do when we come back. 30-second break. Sydney up 34-33 late in the fourth quarter on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
48 seconds left here, fourth quarter. Sydney with a one-point lead, 34-33. This one has lived up to the hype in this rivalry matchup. Full court pressure coming from Unitego. Sydney will get it in, and a steal now by Harley Burtzel. Took it right away, and now Unitego will have the ball with 40 seconds left. Here is Moosaw. They're trying to get a timeout, and they will get one. All right, so we're going to pause for another 30. With 38 seconds left, it's 34-33. Sydney on top by one on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, Sydney leads 34-33 with just about 30 seconds to go here in this contest here. A big early season matchup here.
Yeah. Both teams have played exceptionally hard. Both teams have played really solid defense. On that last possession there, Sydney tried to inbound the ball into that corner. Burtzel came up with a huge steal to give Unitego possession with just under about 39 seconds to go here, down one.
Yeah, 38 and a half seconds to go. Unitego will have the ball. And they're going to be inbounding directly in front of their own bench. Kylie Moosaw will be doing the inbounding duties. Again, 38 and a half seconds to go. Here we go. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. Moosaw at the top of the key. Unitego going right to left. Here is Harley Burtzel. Tries to pass down low, and she sailed it over the head of Maddie Wilkie. And Sydney's going to get it back.
But again, Unitego still has two fouls to give here.
And they're so good with this full court press. Easy for them to get a steal at times. 29 seconds left. Sydney will try to get it in. It was stolen by McCoy somehow in the corner. Hits it inside from Moosaw, and she's fouled. 24 seconds left. And Moosaw's going to head to the line. Tough break for Sydney in the corner. I think Sydney thought it was going to go out of bounds, and it didn't.
Great hustle by Unitego.
Yeah, this full court pressure for Unitego. They just have the athletes to do it. And a timeout's taken here by Sydney. We're going to keep it right here, though, to talk a little strategy. And, you know, when Unitego throws this full court pressure at you, it's really tough because they just have the five players that can really do it athletically to get after you.
Well, the thing that Sydney could do a little bit better job at is they're trying to inbound the ball in a corner, and there's not a lot of room over there. So, and they're full court press up, and they're not guarding the inbounder. They're kind of turning their back to the inbounder and trying to play with, you know, five on four. So I would like to see Sydney spread out more so there is more room and more space to try to enter the ball, like, you know, in the paint area of the court. So in the middle of the court, so there's more room and more freedom of movement, whereas if you get it in that corner, you're kind of stuck. Even if you do get it in there, that's a perfect opportunity for somebody to trap because you have the baseline and the sideline as extra defenders.
And, Coach, do you have anything when, you know, Unitego is trying to suffocate the inbounds pass? Do you have anything where you like to send a guy long and try that home run ball?
There's a couple plays where you can send a guy long. Another thing is if it's after a made basket, you can run the baseline. But both of those situations were not after a made basket. So crucial free throws here for Unitego.
Here is Moosaw to the line. She only needs one to tie this up. It's 34-33 with 24.8 seconds left. Musaw's first shot is short. The student section making a bunch of racket over there to try to distract her. Second shot coming here for Musaw at the line. Musaw settles in, and this one is good. Kylie Musaw now with 15, and it's 34-34. Will we have a hero or some bonus basketball? West is on the floor and lost it. Let's see what the call is here.
He's got a foul on Unitigo.
So West started to fall over, and we got a foul with 19.3 left. This is almost tougher for Sydney. They've had such a tough time getting the ball inbounds. They're inbounding right in front of their own bench. West will get it into Emma Simmons, tied at 34. Simmons gets into the paint, tries to take it to the rim, off the back, won't go. Rebound for Bree Taylor, ball's loose on the floor. We got a kick with 9 seconds left. Good look for Sydney.
I'd look to see something going inside here to Sirigliano.
Timeout is taken. We are going to step away for 30 seconds here. Tied at 34. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
34-34, our score with 9 seconds left. Let's see what Coach Pierce draws up here. Will it be Emma? Will it be Ava?
I'd expect to see Ava be opposite the ball and have a screen set for her rolling to the basket, and at the same time, out on the perimeter, have a screen set for Emma coming that way. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see what they decide to draw up. They're on the baseline on the left-wing side as Sydney goes left to right, so pretty much to the left side of the basket. Emma Simmons doing the inbounding duties. Let's see if they can get it in. They're going to try to go up top here for Sirigliano. She dribbled it off of her leg. It goes into the corner, out of bounds, and back to Unitigo with 4.9 to go.
That was a nice set there. Ava was going to have a shot. She got a little bit anxious.
And Unitigo wants a timeout with 4.9 to go. And Coach D's calling the official right over. I think he's going to want the advancement. Yes, he is. So he's pointing to the far side. They want it over there. So it begs the question, why didn't Sydney want to do that earlier? Could they not? Either way, 34-34. They're going to have a good look. 5 seconds is a long time. But, boy, the defense has been suffocating by both sides here tonight.
A good rule of thumb here when you get down to the end of a game is you have one less dribble than the amount of seconds you have left. So, for example, if we got about 4.5 seconds, I would say when we inbound the ball, we have about enough time. You know, usually a dribble takes about a second. So if you got 4.5 seconds, I would say you got about three dribbles and usually a pass, depending upon how far it is, might be like 2 seconds. So I wouldn't expect to see, you know, a whole bunch of passes on the after the inbound, but maybe a couple dribbles and a shot.
And if you're Unitigo, even if you get stuck, you know, you really have McCoy, Bertzel, and Musaw who can all shoot threes pretty well.
You also want to get the ball up on the rim with a chance for a rebound putback.
Musaw now will look to get it in. Tries to go inside for Kraft. Her shot won't go. Rebound Sirigliano with 2 seconds left, and she's fouled with exactly 1 second left. So tied 34-34 with only a second left. Does Sydney have a miracle? Timeout taken here by Coach Pierce. Calling everybody over, 34-34. Boy, talk about an opening game of the season, Coach.
Unitigo set a back tick there, a diagonal back tick for Lizzie Kraft. Had a great pass by Musaw. She caught it. I think she just got a little excited, had it up off the backboard.
Hit the rim twice. Just would not go.
Yep. Been typical of the game we've had tonight.
So the play before that, Sirigliano looked like she was going to have a good look, dribble it off the leg. Unfortunate. Same down here for Kraft is that she got a good look. It wouldn't roll in. Those early season layups, you know?
Yeah. So
But a great game here, 34-34. Will we, again, have a hero? It's going to be tough with 1 second left, or are we going to have some bonus basketball?
Now, I do not believe Sydney can advance this ball because she dribbled. So she, if she had just got the rebound and they called timeout, they could have advanced it. But because she dribbled, they can't advance the ball.
We'll have to brush up on our advancement rule. It's something that it's still kind of relatively new to the girls' game.
If you catch it and don't make an attempt to move up the floor, you can advance.
Simmons is going to try to launch one long. Gets it to Srigliano at the buzzer. No, they ran out of time. They didn't get the shot off. Srigliano didn't shoot. Instead, tried to go to Bree Taylor, and they ran out of time. We're headed to overtime, tied at 34. Whale of a game. Boy, I think they would have had a good look, and she decided to pass it up. Either way, we're going to OT, tied at 34. Coach, your thoughts real quick.
That was a nice play by Sydney. That would have been a difficult shot. That she was on the move. She would have had to catch it and shoot it all in one motion with only 1 second left. So great play, good execution, early first game. You know, so overtime here, outstanding high school basketball game.
We'll be back. We're tied at 34, going to overtime on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So at the end of regulation, Sydney and Unitego girls are tied 34-34, and we head to overtime. Coach, your thoughts as we hit the extra frame here.
Well, we mentioned when there was that violation on the free throw that might come back to be big. I think Sydney would like a point now, but it's been a great game. Both teams have played really hard defensively. We'll see who makes the most plays in overtime.
So a four-minute overtime period. Kraft and Srigliano will jump it up, and Srigliano wins the opening tip. And we're underway in overtime, tied at 34. What a battle here tonight. Simmons at the top of the key to the right side. Now finds Srigliano, wants to take it to the rim, tried to bounce pass it over to Taylor on the far side. And now we're going to have a traveling violation on West, who got stuck about halfway through her jumper. And so Unitega will have their first possession of overtime. Unitega will look to walk it up the floor here with Bailey McCoy. And buckets are at an absolute premium right now between these two teams. And now a reach-in foul here on Michaela Bale.
Not a bad foul. She was being aggressive, trying to go for a steal.
3:30 to go here in the overtime period. Musa is going to be inbounding.
The fouls don't reset at the end of the regulation, so Unitego with four, Sydney with three.
So, and again, in the girls' game, you get to five, and you're shooting two. Unitego with the ball to McCoy. They go down low for Musa, back out McCoy for three. No, left it short. Skim the front of the rim. Musa rebound. That's off the mark. Out of bounds and going to go to Sydney. And here comes the press from Unitego. Sydney gets it into Emma Simmons in the backcourt. Simmons across the big Sydney S to the left side. Simmons will pull it back out. 3 minutes to go here in overtime. We're tied 34-34. Simmons off a screen. Thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Now to Michaela Bales. Loses it in a tough spot. Bales gets it back to Emma Simmons. Tries to go down low to Srigliano. Tried to thread the needle. It was knocked out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Unitego. And it's a last touch by Ava there. So 2:45 to go here in overtime. We're tied at 34. Both teams looking for their first bucket of the extra frame. Here is Burstel at the top of the key. Harley Burstel now finding Kylie Musa. Across the top of the defense for McCoy. Down low for Kraft. Kraft one-on-one with Srigliano, and she muscles it up and in. Kraft now with 11 points. And it's 36-34, Unitego. Emma Simmons left side. Pulls one back out. Finding Ava Srigliano at the top of the key. Ava with a little dribble drive. Wants to take it down low. Lost control of it. Kraft comes away with it. Ball loose on the floor. We'll have a jump ball. Going to give it back to the Spartans with 2:05 to go in overtime. And now Sydney needs a stop here. Unitego looking to break the pressure with McCoy. Gets one ahead for Harley Bertzel. Up off the glass, no. Rebound loose on the floor, out of bounds, and going to Sydney. With 1:56 to go here on OT. And so the pressure coming here from Unitego again, it looks like. Waiting for Sydney to get it in. Now they back off. Simmons in the backcourt.
Sydney needs to get some movement here on offense. They've kind of been stagnant for a little while.
1:45 to go in overtime, a two-point game. Sydney trailing 36-34. Here is Simmons into the paint, takes it down low. Can she get the shot to go? No. Gets her own rebound, puts it up, also won't go. And McCoy with a rebound. A lot of contact there, no call, with 90 seconds to go in OT. 36-34, Unitego on top. They go to Bertzel on the left side. Harley will find Bailey McCoy. Nicely executed. They go down low for Wilsey, and she scores. Wilsey with 8 points. And it's a four-point game.
That was that high-low we've been talking about all game. Very nicely executed here in overtime by Unitego.
Simmons to the right side. Pump fakes. Takes it on the baseline. A little up and under for Emma. She scores. And Simmons now with 7 points. Takes it 38-36.
Sydney can be super aggressive. A foul here doesn't send Unitego to the line.
50 seconds left. Unitego leading 38-36. Unitego taking their time now. A steal by Bales. Bales trying to track it down. And it's stolen back now by Harley Bertzel. Ball out of bounds and going to go to Unitego. Wow, that thing was a hot potato there for a couple of seconds.
It's an adventure.
Boy, every possession has been an adventure here. 39 seconds left in overtime. Unitego up 38-36. Moussaw in the backcourt. Now to McCoy. Moussaw tries to split it. Goes to Wilsey at midcourt. They find Bertzel. Tries to go across, and it's stolen away by Emma Simmons, and she's fouled.
And that'll send Unitego to the line. That'll send Sydney to the line.
Bertzel.
Two shots.
Bertzel with a tough pass there. You see what she was trying to do, but Simmons with the steal, and now we'll head to the line for two with 27 seconds left.
And that's another one of those things, you know, early season game. You know, later in the season, that would have been, oh, let's pull it out, set up, we have the lead.
Bertzel, too, an eighth grader, learning in these big moments. Simmons to the line. First one for Emma, no good. Second one coming for Emma Simmons.
Look for full court pressure here on a make.
Second shot now for Emma. Rattles in and out. Srigliano a rebound. Pulls it out now with 25 seconds left. They go to West. West with the ball. She's swarmed. Pulls up for a jumper. Blocked by Moussaw. Nice and clean. Unitego comes away with it. And she's fouled by Michaela Bales with 14 seconds left.
We got one more to give here.
Boy, a big rebound by Srigliano, and she just couldn't make anything happen with it. Full court pressure now. Maddie Wilsey desperately trying to yell out traffic directions here. They'll get it in to McCoy. Goes to half court. Lost it. Ball's on the floor. Ball is loose. Sydney comes up with it. They get the jump ball, and the arrow is going to go with Sydney. With 6.7 left.
I don't think he got a jump ball. I think he's got a timeout. I think Sydney got the timeout when they had possession of it.
Which is actually great because now you keep the possession arrow, too. Now they're questioning at the table about the which way the arrow was with 6.7 left. Donnie's saying that he called timeout. I thought I saw the jump ball signal here. 6.7 left. I think you're right, Coach. I think he got the timeout. A little bit of confusion there at the table. We're in a good spot here to see it. 6.7 left, 38-36 is our score. Sydney's going to have the ball.
I think it's going to be Sydney ball right on the sideline here, right in front of their bench.
Yeah, right in front of the bench. A lot of time left. But Sydney has not looked very comfortable in the extra frame moving the ball around. the swarming defense of Unitego has been really tough. Wow, a whale of an opening game here for our WCDO season. We'll be back here tomorrow night, Sydney boys and Oneonta, 7 o'clock tip. And we'll be back on Friday for the Sydney girls and Norwich. So it's a full week for you Sydney Warrior fans. All right, 38-36. Doing the inbounding here will be Isabella West for the Sydney Warriors.
Another thing, I think Sydney is out of timeout. So no timeouts here.
Can they get a clean look? West is going to try to get it in. Throws it, and it's partially tipped. Diatigo comes away with it. We got a foul. They couldn't get it in cleanly there. West tried to go over the top of Maddie Wilsey, and she got her paw on it and knocked it free. Huge play there on defense by Wilsey. With 4 seconds left, now this sends Madison Burtzel to the line for Unitego. So 4 seconds left, 38-36. Burtzel to the line. Her first shot is no good. And the second one coming. And Sydney's going to have to go if they can get this rebound. And if not, they're going to have a little extra second. But you know Unitego's going to bring that pressure. Burtzel hits the second one. Can Sydney get it in? They get it to West. Now to Emma Simmons. Tries to toss from half court.
Oh, whoa, whoa, he's got a foul.
They're going to say it's three a foul. Shot.
Three shot.
And Emma Simmons, with half a second left, is going to go to the line to shoot three. Boy, that's a tough call. She tried to heave it from the Sydney S at midcourt. Looked like a pretty clean block. But they make the call. And now Emma Simmons to the line with three huge free throws here. First one for Emma at the line is good. Emma with 8 points now. It's 39-37. Boy, talk about pressure. Emma, second shot, good. Emma with nine. She needs one more and a timeout taken by Unitego to ice her. We're going to keep it right here with half a second left. 39-38. Unitego on top by a point. Wow, did not see this coming tonight, Coach.
No.
Do you have a message when you've been in this situation and a kid has to go out and try to hit a free throw late in the game like this? What do you say to him?
I usually don't say anything directly to that player, but I always make sure that I'm very positive in the timeout. So I would say multiple times, after they make the free throw, this is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, positive affirmation. After we make the free throw, this is what we're going to do. So kind of, you know, almost, I don't want to say willing it to happen, but giving them positive reassurance that, hey, I have confidence in you, you're going to make it.
Emma, the senior guard, Emma Simmons, went to shoot a three and was fouled and has hit two of her first three free throws and stands at the line with a chance to perhaps send us to double overtime here. Simmons at the line. This one is no good. The rebound to Sorigliano at the buzzer. Let's see. Was she fouled? We're waiting for a call here. Unitico's coming out onto the floor. I think they're just saying the time ran out. 39-38 is our final score. Simmons could not get the last shot to go, and Unitego escaped with an overtime victory, 39-38, over the Sydney Warriors. We'll be back with the postgame show, a whale of a game here, and we'll be back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time inside the Sydney High School gym. What a game. Overtime here tonight, and the Unitigo girls clipped Sydney 39-38. Emma Simmons was fouled with half a second left for Sydney. They were down 39-36. She got three foul shots. She hit two of three. The last one rolled out. Sydney got a rebound but couldn't put it back up in time, and that's how it ends here tonight, 39-38. Coach, your thoughts on this one? This was a whale of a game.
Yeah, typical Unitigo-Sydney rivalry game, a lot of energy, a lot of effort put forth by both teams, kind of a defensive battle. I think it could have gone either way.
Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Sydney, team best 14 points. For Isabella West, 11 for Avis Rigliano. I have 12 crossed out because she, you know, they called the violation on that one foul shot, and so she, you know, that one point, you said it, came back to be a big factor. 9 for Emma Simmons, 4 for Michaela Bales tonight. On the other side for Unitigo, 15 at the game high for Kylie Musaw, 11 for Lizzie Kraft, 8 for Maddie Wilsey, 3 for Bailey McCoy, 1 apiece for Harley Burtzel and Madison Burtzel. So good balance on both sides, and this is going to be fun when round two comes along.
Yeah, and I mean, I'd like to see these teams play again. They were, I mean, Kylie Musaw made those two threes in a row. The second one she banked in. So that was, you know, sometimes those are the plays in the game, though, that decide the game. We talked about the violation. I mean, the next time they play, is Ava going to be in foul trouble?
Right.
Is Unitigo not going to shoot as poorly as they did in the first half there? I mean, both teams were getting good looks in the first half and just not able to put the ball in the basket. But is that the defensive pressure? Is it, hey, I'm playing my rival that's the neighbor school? I don't know.
We also talked about coming in during our pregame show tonight how this is how the MAC feels like it's going to be this year. Close games. Everybody's got a couple of big-time players that they surround their team with, and what role players are going to step up and help you win these close one-point games. And tonight, it was Unitigo finding a way. That Madison Burtzel free throw ends up being the difference here tonight. And, boy, just gritty, hard-nosed defense. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that until you mentioned it. I mean, Madison Burtzel goes to the line there. She missed the first one. That's a pressure situation for a kid. She makes the second one. You don't really think anything of it, but then you get a foul on a three-point shot. Again, 1 point.
1 point. Let's give out our three awards here. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Let's go with Kylie Musaw tonight. The game high, 15 points, hit the shots when she needed to, and she'll pick up the offense award here tonight. It wasn't easy. Every basket you had to work for tonight, so 15 is a lot of points in a game like this.
But she really had if there was one momentum swing, it was the earliest fourth quarter. She made those two back-to-back three-pointers that really kind of got Unitigo going in the fourth quarter, kind of gave them a little spark to finish the game.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO, and they wish our local team success this season. We'd like to go with Lizzie Kraft here. Yes, 11 points, but was good on the glass, had her hands full all night with Ava Sirigliano, and just did a little bit of everything and clamped down on defense and was a real rim protector.
Yeah, had a real nice move there in the overtime to get a basket. She did a nice job. Well-played game by Lizzie.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Is happy to cheer on these young athletes. A pleasant surprise here tonight, the sophomore Isabella West from Sydney team best 14 points. I thought she did really well, had some good-looking shots, and if she can continue to develop her game, she'll be a real great addition to this Sydney squad.
Yeah, I mean, she could be the third cog in the wheel for Sydney, and you know, if that was her first varsity game as a sophomore to have 14 points in a defensive battle with Unitico, that speaks volumes about her as a player. So I'm interested to see her grow throughout the course of the season and in years to come.
For many players tonight, this was some of their first varsity action. Talk about getting thrown into the fire of this Unitico-Sydney rivalry game, and you know, emotions run high, and the defense was tough. I mean, there was not a lot of possessions tonight that I think both of us would agree were smooth and fluid. This was a choppy rivalry, just nitty-gritty type of game.
Yeah, if you were going to do something tonight, you had to earn it, whether it was get a rebound, make a pass, dribble up the court, get a shot. I mean, it was, you know, this was, I'd like to call it a hard hat lunchbox game.
Yes.
You needed to come ready to play, and there was nothing's going to be easy.
Yep, well said. Well, we're going to be back here tomorrow night as the Oneonta boys will be in town to take on Sydney. We're excited for that one. And if you want to hear more girls basketball, we'll be back here again on Friday as Sydney hosts Norwich. And, you know, we're going to be all over probably doing 2, 3, 4 games a week this year on the radio, so it will be a lot of fun, that's for sure. So, Coach, thanks for joining me. This was great.
Great first game, and I look forward to many more throughout the season.
Yes, we'll be seeing you again soon. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer down on Main Street at the Sydney WCDO studios. Also to Craig Stevens. He's our general manager, puts in a lot of work behind the scenes, setting everything up for our game. So a big thank you to them. And to, of course, Sydney High School for hosting us here tonight, helping us out with all the tech things that we needed. So, again, our final score in overtime. Unitico girls clip the Sydney girls 39-38. Check this game in the archives anytime you want. Should have that up by tomorrow. And if you're looking for scores and standings later tonight, NateLaul.com, and that'll be all there for you. So, again, for Greg Monskowski, I'm Nate Lull. Unitico wins in overtime over Sydney 39-38. We'll see you tomorrow on WCDO Sports.
You know, it's impolite to stare. That's why we put him on the radio. Rob Ray, weekday mornings from 6 to 9:30 on WCDO.
Oh, you make me feel like Christmas all year. My only wish is to be together. Come sit by the fire. We count down the hours. My only wish to be together, walking down these streets at night.